This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's won an NFL MVP and Super Bowl MVP before the age of 25.
Mahomes in the pocket, peeling away, being rushed. Now peels back to his right, trying to keep the play alive. Pump faking, fires it late. It's caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic.
He led Kansas City to its first Super Bowl in 50 years.
They're going to run a sprint option action. Mahomes keeps it. He dives right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes!
And he joins the drive every Monday at 2:15.
Mahomes in trouble again, spinning right, left, now turning back to the right. He'll sprint and fires it late for the end zone. Caught! A yard deep in the end zone! Touchdown! Kansas City! And for Patrick Mahomes, just welcome again to the Magic Show!
It's time for our conversation with the Chiefs franchise QB on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Mahomes trying to keep it a drive. He's looking to the left side. He throws it left-handed to Tyreek Hill, and Hill makes the catch, and he's out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Denver. A first down, 3rd and 5. Batman's left-handed.
Here's Patrick Mahomes.
We are very happy to be joined by our next guest. It is Monday. It is 2:15. We're joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Our conversations with the quarterback are powered by Google Fiber. Patrick, yesterday was a very long day for you. Take us through your very early morning.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't get woken up for the false positive test or anything like that, but just waking up, you know, getting tested, going through your game day routine, and then find a way to win the football game. Wasn't as free as we wanted to, but we found a way to win.
What was the commotion like amongst the team? You weren't the one woken up, but a lot of guys on your team were. They're thinking that they have the coronavirus. Like, what's the commotion around the team whenever you did wake up and find out what happened?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it wasn't like anyone really talked about it that much until more after the game. I mean, everybody, once we realized that there were false positives and that we were still playing the game, I think everybody's mindset would focus on trying to find ways to win the football game. And I mean, obviously, after we kind of look back on it, and you're like, man, that was kind of a little crazy of a morning, but I thought the guys handled it well.
And then the game finally started in one of the weirdest non-catches that I've ever seen. Did you have any idea if Tyreek Hill actually caught that pass or not?
No, I had no idea. And I think, with me throwing the ball from down on the other end and him running, once it bounced in the air, I kind of lost him and the ball. And I had no idea at all. I was just disappointed. We had kind of had a good play call on it. We didn't execute it to the way we wanted to. And then to see it on the replay, I mean, it was crazy. And could have been one of the craziest catches of all time. And it's going to be one of those catches that happened, but it didn't happen.
Did Reek know? Like, did he give you any indicator on the sidelines or anybody that he thought he had made the catch?
No, he had no idea. I'm guessing, because, the ball popped up in the air and he fell to the ground, I'm guessing he thought it hit the ground. And he ended up with the ball in his hands. And literally none of us knew at all until after we had already punted. You saw the replay in the stadium. So we might have to get on those replay guys, get those replays going up a little quicker.
Speaking of Tyreek, Patrick, it came out last week. He said that the first time that he saw you, he thought that you were trash. What did you think of Tyreek Hill the first time that you guys were on a football field together?
I mean, I thought he was pretty fast. I think that was the biggest thing that I saw. The first time you see him, you see him rolling around the field and understand the fast guy. I knew he'd be like the first guy that would be able to get to the deep balls that I threw as far as I can. And I can only overthrow him a little bit, not all the way like I do everybody else.
Last week we asked you about Tyreek Hill's backflip. He had another backflip. Which celebration do you like more, the backflip or his normal peace sign?
I like the peace sign just because it's his own thing and he's running. And when he wants to throw some deuces, man, there's no way anybody's going to catch him. So I like the peace sign. But the backflip's cool, too. I'm probably just a little jealous that I can't do a backflip. So he might have to teach me that one day, and I might have to get it approved by Veach and maybe get on the trampoline and I can do it.
So Tyreek made news this week for his challenging Adam Schefter of ESPN to a race. And we were having this debate of how much of a head start you would need in a 100-meter race to beat Tyreek Hill. You're fast. You're not Tyreek Hill fast. So what kind of advantage would you need in a race against Tyreek?
I think I just need like 15 yards and like 2 minutes of trash talk. I think if I can get in his head with trash talking, then it would slow him down somehow. And then I just need like 15 yards and I can get him.
Another guy you like to throw the ball to, your boy Travis Kelce. Another 1,000-yard season, first tight end in the history of the league to do that now five separate times. I feel like, Patrick, most people consider either former Chief Tony Gonzalez or a guy that's still playing, Gronk, to be the best tight end of all time. Do you think when it's all said and done that Trav can be considered the GOAT at tight end?
I do, man. And if he continues on this pace and we continue to win football games, he's going to be right up there with anybody at that position. And regardless of if who's the GOAT or who's not the GOAT at that position, tight end, I think that the stretch that he's had these last 5 years is better than any other tight end in history of a stretch of how dominant he's been. And you'd see it this year. I mean, he's blocking, he's catching the ball, he's making guys miss out in space. He's right at the top of leading the receiving yards in the NFL, and it's going to be hopefully we continue to get better and better, and it could be one of the best tight end seasons of all time.
I remember watching Gronk back in his younger days with New England and just thinking that you're not supposed to be that big, that fast, that strong, and make some of those catches. Right now, with the chemistry that you and Kelce have, it seems like you can throw it anywhere in his area, and Kelsey's going to catch the football.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, he just knows how to get himself open. There's a lot of times he's not even the first guy on the read or the second guy on the read, and he just knows how to work his way so that it's like right when I go to throw the ball away, I see him and I can get him the ball. And you saw that a couple times last night. I mean, there was one time they got a quick pass rush, and I was going to throw it to McColl down the field, and I kind of like just turned back and was going to throw it away, and I just saw him right across the middle of the field and threw it to him, and he made a catch. And that's just the type of chemistry that we've built over these last few years.
I was going to ask you about the chemistry. How long did it take for you and Kelce to build that chemistry? When did you feel like you and him sort of had it clicking?
Just kind of as that first season went along. I mean, if you look at our first game ever playing together, I think he had one reception for 6 yards. I mean, this came a long way very quickly. And we continue to just learn how each other plays and how we go about our business of reading coverages. And he does a good job of being in the right spot at the right time. And there's still a few miscommunications here and there, but for the most part, I mean, we're pretty much thinking the same way on that field.
And then, of course, after the game, you got your boy with the mini water bottles. What do you think Salvi would think of that splash last night?
I don't know. I mean, I have to get it. I might text him and get a little ranking for it. I mean, I was going to really shoot him. I felt a little back, and it was like 25 degrees outside, and I just got some water bottles out of the cooler. So I knew if I just played a little bit, he could still feel it. He wouldn't be mad at me after.
So they were talking on the broadcast last night about all the angles you were throwing from them. Of course, us in Kansas City, we're kind of getting used to it. Was there ever anybody along the way that was like, hey, Patrick, here's the right way to do this?
I think with just having the coaches that I've had from high school to college and then now with Coach Reed, they just tell me to be able to go out there and be who I am. And for me, it's just competing. It's not about how I'm throwing the ball. I'm not trying to throw at these different angles and arm slots. All I'm trying to do is find a way to get the ball to these playmakers in space, and if that takes a sidearm pass or that takes over the top pass, whatever way I can do that, I'm going to find a way to get it to them.
Saw that you and Brittany now have more ownership in the NWSL soccer group, so congratulations on that. How important is it once you got drafted by the Chiefs to get here and kind of plant your roots here and become an actual Kansas Cityan?
Yeah, I mean, well first off, I mean, that's all her. I have no stake in that as of now, so She wanted to do what she could to bring women's soccer back to Kansas City. When she first was coming here, when I first got here, it was like, well, Kansas City, and it obviously moved away to Utah, I believe, at the time. And so for her to get that team back in Kansas City and bring that back, it would be a vital part of the community. And I think that this community, I mean, they love the men's soccer team. I think they'll embrace the women's soccer team the same way. And hopefully I'd be able to get out there and get a couple free kicks in, too.
Had you ever been to Kansas City? I'm sure that this has been asked, but I just don't know. Had you ever been to Kansas City before the Chiefs drafted you?
I don't think so. I mean, my dad did play on the AAA Royals, so I would, went to the, I think it was the Omaha Royals, whatever it was at the time. And so I've never been to Kansas City and been here for any games or anything like that. And so I've been here now for a couple years, and I love everything about it, and I love that I get to be here for the rest of my career.
Patrick, you bring up getting a couple of free kicks. I played soccer for 1 year in eighth grade. I scored two goals, and I decided that I was done with soccer. You have played basketball. You've played football. Did you ever play soccer?
I played when I was a little kid, but it's obviously like right in the same season as baseball. So my dad kind of switched me over pretty quickly away from the soccer to the baseball. But I feel like I do a good job on all of Brittany's soccer games, kind of as we dated. I've learned a few tricks of the trade. As long as I'm kicking with my right foot, I'm really good. My left foot's my passing foot, so I can pass with my left foot, but the right one's what I'm attacking with.
Speaking of feet, you're one of the few people I've talked to that have their own sneaker. What is it like to have your own shoe?
Yeah, I mean, just doing the collaboration with Adidas and getting that kind of that home style Ultra Boost. It's really cool. I mean, just to have that type of collab and have that type of shoe, and we'll have more stuff coming out in the future, and then hopefully I'll have my own signature shoe soon. And so we'll keep working with Adidas and keep seeing how much they'll let me put my imprint on different things, and hopefully soon enough we'll have that whole thing going.
I've been around enough athletes enough to know that you guys are serious about your sneaker. Who on the team is the biggest sneakerhead? Who has the most shoes, you think?
Man, I mean, there's a couple guys. I mean, I know Travis is big on the shoes and the style in general. Chris Jones has a lot of different fashions and the different types of shoes and things like that. Mike Pinnell, I mean, there's a lot of them, but I got to be right there at the top of it as well. So, I mean, we have a good competition going, and we might have to have a runoff of shoes at some point after COVID.
I spent $500 on Kanye's first pair of Nikes. What's your most expensive sneaker purchase?
I would say I have the Turtle Doves. I mean, I didn't get them for as expensive as they're sold now, which are the Yeezys, the first pair of Yeezys. And I feel like having those first pair of Yeezys, kind of like those Jordan 1s, I mean, they're shoes that they'll just keep adding value over time.
I like the colors of the Boost that you have. I saw that it's kind of like a shout-out to your old high school back in Texas. Oh, speaking of Texas, Patrick, my boy's in town right now. Got in town yesterday from Dallas. I took him to get some barbecue. He ate it, and then he said, I think Texas barbecue is better. You're from Texas. Now you live in Kansas City. Who's got the better barbecue?
I've always said that there's certain things I feel like Texas does better, but as an overall barbecue, I feel like Kansas City, I mean, it's hard to beat it. I mean, every time my boys come in town, they get barbecue from different spots, and I mean, they agree with me. I mean, just the variety, the different things that the sides, the ways to burn ends, all that different type of stuff that Kansas City does, it's hard to beat it.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Our conversations with Patrick are powered by Google Fiber. Patrick, always good talking to you, my friend. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
Appreciate y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.